Now let's get into this stack of news right here. Head of these special reports to come up in a few minutes. QAnon is running amok, and the time has come for interventions. Bloomberg. Now, I told you I know who set up QAnon a few years ago. One person's been in U.S. intelligence. The other person works for Trump. It was their idea. It got taken away from them. They got pissed about it. They told me that. Then it became this anti-Israel thing. But then it got taken away from those people and became like a real movement against the pedophile rings and the New World Order. So I said a few months ago, it's about 3 months ago, we put a sticker out saying, I'm with Q. Be careful who tries to get you to do stuff. Make sure you know who you're working with. But the idea of citizens getting involved and exposing conspiracy in the New World Order is a good thing. I said about 3 months ago, I think it's becoming something positive. It was started good because they looked at how I put out stuff against Hillary and WikiLeaks and how I got attacked, how I got sued, how I got all those things that happened. And they said, how do we put out stuff about spirit cooking and devil worship and the child kidnapping rings and the New World Order and the deep state and not get hurt? Well, we do it through 4chan and 8chan. But then that all got taken away and kind of got used for this delusional stuff that Robert Mueller's good and, you know, everything's taken care of and Trump's not in trouble and Trump's fine and he's won and everything's handled. Go to sleep. You saw Trump say, you may not be seeing him for a while. They may take him out. Big enemies. That's the president. I know he's not Q level, but, you know, because Q's above Jesus. Like the Q, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Trump, you know, and then I'm not being sarcastic. It's just ridiculous, folks. I am being sarcastic, but not overly. That was my problem with it. I mean, you know, I've talked to the president. I've talked to Roger Stone. I've been around 26 years. I mean, you know, I'm here. So, but now it's gotten so huge and so grassroots that I guess the original creators of it thought it had failed, but then it got even more successful. So I'm all for it. And the left's really upset about it. But if you're a Q person, you should watch Arlington Road and learn how they'll trick you to crash a train into a ship or pull a truck up in front of the Hoover Dam and how they'll use globalist operatives to make you think you're with Q and make you think you're with secret agents and getting orders to go do things, and that is not the case. But if it's just about a Q movement exposing the New World Order and doing all that, that's great. But go off what you know. Go off what's admitted. Go off what Oprah Winfrey admits. Go after what's in the WikiLeaks. I wish the Q people, who are good folks, the followers are good. It's just, it's like anonymous. Anybody can put a Guy Fawkes mask on. Do I support anonymous? People ask me all the time, do you support anonymous? Well, you support anonymous. The media would ask, is anonymous good? I'm like, well, it's anonymous. I don't know who's wearing a Guy Fawkes mask. So, but if we could get the Q movement to go back to the 2016 hundreds of thousands of emails that we've killed ourselves going through, we find new bombshell stuff all the time in there. And that's what some intelligence operatives I know that have been working with the president, who I'm going to leave it at that. They like Q as an open source group to not just put out fake breadcrumbs that are esoteric, you know, nebulous stuff that people love as an Easter egg hunt, but to go, oh, here's the new WikiLeaks. And a big Q site on Facebook, before it got banned, that's probably got a ban, put out a bunch of like 30,000 Hillary emails. And so, of course, it was 4 years old, but the Q people went crazy. They went through it and we're like putting it out. So that was a good thing. It's just be aware of what you're involved in. Understand what you're involved in. And that's all I'm saying. Because when I'm about to jump off, you know, 100-foot cliff into a river, I don't, if it's murky and brown water, I've never jumped in before. I don't do it. It's crystal clear water, and I've already swam around down there and know it's safe. I'm going to jump in. But I'm not going to do it if I can't see the bottom. And all I'm saying is InfoWars, you can see the bottom. And I'm not in competition with Q. I want to defeat the globalist. I want to see people get big and successful. I want to defeat the New World Order. It's just that that's where I was with Q. But now, you notice I said I think Q's good because we've taken it back over, and it's now been banned. An InfoWars.com article. Ex-colleague sees Durham dropping bombshells before Labor Day. Well, you see a lot of discrediting congressional hearings about Durham going on. That leans towards that actually happening, but I wouldn't hold your breath, folks. What we do need is for Q followers and others to get into the original WikiLeaks and to go through them and just research them and see them. The ultimate breadcrumbs are right there. That's what needs to happen.